Thank you.
If you lost that game, there'd be like 70 people here.
I know, it'd be like packed.
You win, there's like 9 people.
Crickets. It's like my phone after a loss. I don't know. You tell me. Thrill of victory and the agony of having to read about it the next day.
Did you, watching the film, what did you see with Nick? What do you have to do to get him ready for a playoff?
Listen, number one, it's not about one person. There's enough enough to go around offensively. Obviously, the quarterback is the focal point because he touches the ball, you know, every snap. But there's enough to go around offensively to make the corrections and to get better. The thing is, everything's fixable, everything's correctable. He'll learn from it. We'll learn from it, and it's really a good thing too when you can play again. You play as poor and as sloppy as you did offensively, but still have a chance to and pull it out in the end with a 2-minute drive to put yourself in a position to kick that game winner.
Have you made any decision as to whether you'll play your starters on Sunday?
I have not.
Is there anything like
will that decision be made tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, it's gonna be day to day, quite honestly. You know, obviously injuries play a factor in that, and you know, listen, you're only limited to 46, and you only can put 7 guys down. So, if you do the math, I mean, some of your starters are going to have to play.
Did it look like Nick was high on a lot of throws when you looked at the film? And is there anything mechanical you guys are looking at with that?
No, I mean, he was high, but there's nothing mechanically wrong. I mean, he just high, just sailed. You know, and even looking at the tape, it just got high on him, and you know, we just got to keep working.
So, do you consider tweaking things down? I mean, in the light of you probably just don't have the same type of quarterback, or are you going to stick with the plan of they're running the offense pretty much the same way?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, a lot of the, I mean, I hear that a lot about running the offense the same way. I mean, a lot of the plays that Carson makes are just his God-given ability to run, you know, and to make plays with his legs, and it does help you out and make big plays that way. But Nick has the ability to make big plays through the air, and you know, believe it or not, he is pretty efficient when he is out of the pocket and finding receivers and things down to, you know, guys down the field. So we're going to continue to run the offense the way we have all season, and we just got to get better execution.
These coming weeks is sort of like a training camp. I mean, I know you have like a game left on Sunday and everything, but do you kind of like look past that in a sense, get ready for the first playoff game?
You know what? I don't. I really don't. I got to focus on this week, and really I can't look at it, and the players can't look at it as a preseason game because we don't have the luxury of 90 guys. You know, we can't rest half the team. So, you know, it's still full steam ahead. We got to get ready for the Cowboys.
Are you guys consideration?
Yeah, you know, again, that's one of the spots that we'll have to take a look at this week, see where he's at physically. I know football, you know, he's healthy and all that, but listen, he hasn't taken a hit in a long time too, so it'll be day to day. I want to see where he's at the end of the week.
You guys haven't seemed to have any problems finding rhythm so far this season. Last couple of games feels like there's maybe not a connection there. Do you have any sense of why guys aren't able to find that connection or find that rhythm?
No, you try to put your finger on it sometimes, and even last night tried to go a little tempo, you know, try to get a little bit of a rhythm, but it's hard too when you're, you know, on first down run and you get negative yard or you get a holding penalty or something like that, and it kind of sets you back, and you want to be able to see those positive yards to be able to put yourself in sort of a tempo style offense. And you know, we just got to continue to work it. These guys have only worked with Nick now for a couple of weeks. We'll have another week, you know, this week, and a chance possibly through the bye to continue to work. So, you know, we just got to work on keeping it fixed.
What do you see from the running game? You guys are really, really running it well up through, I guess, going into Seattle the last 4 games. What have you seen from that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been solid. We weren't as consistent last night, obviously. You know, there were I wouldn't say assignment errors, but you know, we give the Raiders credit. I mean, there were some good plays by them defensively, and so we got some penetration in there that just stopped some of the runs. When you have that kind of penetration on the D line, it's hard for our guys to get up to second level defenders, and we had a little bit of that last night, and just missed on a couple opportunities. Again, a couple holding penalties and things of that nature set us back, but still really close. We just got to keep working on.
How do you make the decision of
if you'll play Nick and how much you'll play Nick in that last game, because obviously he could probably use the work with the receivers and the whole offense, but you can't afford to get him hurt.
Well, I mean, if that's the approach, then I would have rested him last night, quite honestly. I mean, I can't worry about that. I mean, I gotta play and get him. I gotta get him as many reps as he can, and then be smart about it. And you know, obviously we have a lot of football left. You know, our season really is just beginning, quite honestly. You know, we'll be smart, make good decisions there as a coaching staff. Talk to the coordinators about you know, play time and all that, and we'll have a good plan later in the week.
What about trying to get like Nate Sudfeld into a game, you know, on Sunday, you know, before the playoffs, just in case, you know, he's
that's another one. You know, you'd love to, you know, hopefully get him some time in there. You know, we haven't really seen him in an Eagles uniform take snaps under center, you know, outside of practice. So yeah, it'd be good to get him some time.
Lane Johnson gave up the last couple of games. Has Carson's absence and Nick's presence changed anything about the way defenses are defending your running game? I mean, has it made anything different? Has it changed it in any way?
Not really. You know, we're still seeing, you know, 7 and 8 man boxes. I mean, just like we did with Carson, with Carson in there, with the ability of the RPOs, you're going to have an 8 man box with safeties and things of that nature. You know, we're still seeing it even with Nick. So the run game, you know, defensively, we're not seeing anything real dramatically different between the two.
Are you at all inclined to lean on a particular guy anymore? Maybe get Jay more touches.
You know, I think about that too, and obviously, you know, I'm big about if it's not broke, don't fix it. We just got to get better at it. So, you know, the plan would still be to continue the way we're going.
They got a lot of rushing yards on you last night, probably more than you're used to. But is it a good trade-off because they only got 10 points?
Talk about the Raiders run game.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, it's there were some chunk runs in there. But at the end of the day, the defense made the stops when they had to. Obviously, you look at the five takeaways and, you know, the fumbles and, you know, the interceptions and the fact that the Raiders were moving the ball and then we got them stopped, you know, and outside of the one big play, you know, just kept them really to a field goal.
Third down before the half, Nick threw the ball away. In rewatching that play, what would you rather have seen him do there, or was that the right?
Well, it's okay to throw the ball away in that situation, you know, to stop the clock and preserve some time. You know, he could have. Corey, I believe, was right there. Torrey was right there. It's going to be a catch inbounds. Clock was going to run. Probably going to have to use that last that timeout in that situation. You know, right there to save time for the kick. But you know, in order to throw it away was fine because we were well in inside field goal range at that point.
I know it's a tough problem to have, but I mean a good problem to have. But to have a game that doesn't mean anything against the Cowboys and then to have a week off, do you worry about, you know, that kind of chunk of time then heading into, you know, a very monumental playoff game?
Yeah, you know, I have to go back to the times when you're coming out of training camp into the regular season. That's one block of time where the players don't necessarily play a whole lot. Then you got your bye during the regular season where a lot of times you're resting or giving guys that time off. So it's a couple weeks before you play again. So I think about those situations and then coming back and, you know, you always guard against trying to be flat and not starting fast and the things that we talk about all the time. So, you know, it's just a matter of maintaining that edge and keeping the guys focused and I haven't set the schedule yet, but you know, I'm leaning towards giving the guys a little time during the off week, but at the same time, we need to continue to work and maintain that focus.
Lane was really upset last night about the penalties called against him. What did you see when you looked at those? Were they legitimate calls?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, they were, you know, and it's unfortunate, you know, especially to start the second half that way and have a nice run and get called back. But, you know, we just got to continue to work, continue to get better. You know, they called it. It looked like a hold, so it was.
What's the thinking about just carrying two quarterbacks moving forward, not even having anyone on the practice squad? Was there any talk about bringing somebody in?
No.
What's the thinking there? I mean, obviously one guy
has never played. You could bring a third guy in, but what's his chances of playing? I mean, is he going to get in the game and hand the ball off? I mean, that's about all he's going to be able to do at this time, this juncture of the season. So, you know, we'll have those conversations. We'll continue to have them. But right now we're, you know, we're right where we need to be. Yeah, you know, I mean, nothing against really Joe and Najee. Felt like it was a great opportunity for Ellerby to get in there and see what he could do. And you know, he's a big physical guy that gives you a little presence in the run game. And I made some plays last night, showed up, so it was good to see him play.
Is that his job going forward?
Alshon's game is predicated, because Alshon's game is sort of predicated on time test and contested catches, that's what's gaining a lot of separation. How important is rapport with the quarterback, and what is he in that regard with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's important for he and really all the guys to have that rapport. You know, they work every day in practice. They're constantly throwing and getting extra reps, and you know, you just got to keep you know, shooting, keep throwing, keep trying to find ways to get you know, him the football, and it's our job as coaches offensively to make sure that he's in position to whether it be by formation or just by play design to try to you know, give him an opportunity to get, number one, get targets, and then be able to put hands on the ball.
Do you need a quarterback in those situations? Do you need a quarterback more willing to throw the ball into a receiver like Alshon, who might be covered but can still go up and get the ball?
Well, I think no, I don't, but I do agree with, you know, sometimes you do have to challenge the receiver, challenge the DB, make it a contested catch. You know, I think you know, as we all know, Alshon's got a tremendous catch radius and can catch a high ball, back shoulder throw. We've seen this season already, and so, you know, it's just those two guys working out the details of you know, body language and understanding route combinations and how he runs certain routes and continue to work that way in order to have that trust and you know, the ability to make those plays.
What's going on as far as Alshon not getting any targets in the first half? Was he just not getting open, or was Nick not looking at him?
No, I mean, it was a little of both. I mean, you know, give credit to Sean Smith. I mean, this guy's a long, tall, physical guy, same as Alshon, and it was really a good matchup all game. I you know, I won't stand here and say that there weren't any opportunities, you know, to throw him the ball, because there were, and we just got to make sure that we, as a staff, make sure that we're coaching the play right. I'm teaching the play right, teaching the quarterbacks, you know, the progression on plays, and making sure we're doing all that right, so that we can, you know, make those plays in the future.
Doug Blunt's production has dipped dramatically here in December. The same thing happened to him last year. In New England, are you seeing some sort of correlation between the two, late season regression, or is it that he needs more touches, he needs to be more of a rhythm back?
I'm not seeing that, okay. And we'll continue with you know, with the plan that we've had, you know, set forth, you know, when we got Jay and Garrett. I think they're both effective runners. Corey is a nice change of pace as well. We just got to continue to keep working at it.
With Ellerby, did he do enough to – is that his job now, the mic spot?
You know, he did well. He did well in the game. It's hard to say right now that the job is his. I mean, but, you know, Joe's still fighting through a little bit of that injury and working himself back. And you know, Najee's played well in there. So, you know, right now, I would, if I had to stand here today and say – Ellerby's the guy, then he might be the guy moving forward.
Doug, has Chris Long exceeded your expectations?
Who's that?
Chris Long? Yeah.
He seems to be getting better and better each week. He's got a lot of energy, got great leadership, obviously, on defense and the whole team. And he's showing up in these games. He's making play after play, and that's what we need, you know, this time of the year.
How's Brandon Graham with the ankle?
Brandon Graham. He's okay. He's going to be day-to-day. You know, it's unfortunate, you know, ankle and all that, but we'll get him where he needs to be, and we'll see where he's at the end of the week.
With 2 weeks before your playoff game, do you hold him out this week or hold him back this week?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously that would be that would be the ideal thing. I just got to see where he's at health-wise. I mean, you know, ankle is one thing, but, you know, he's a tough kid, and we'll see where he's at the end of the week.
Do you anticipate Wisniewski being available for the playoff?
I do. I think he's getting better, too. He's another one in that same, you know, boat as BG. It's been 2 weeks, and he's feeling better today.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks,
guys.
Hey, Doug, I'm just curious about that.